This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Breaking overnight, several people are now in custody in the worst terror attack in France in recent history. 12 people killed in an attack on the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, January 8th, 2015. Today is the birthday of David Boyce. Two suspected terrorists have been located. Seven arrests have been made after three masked gunmen slaughtered 12 people in Paris at the satirical newspaper / magazine Charlie Hebdo. And the authorities say that one man has turned himself in who has been sought in the deadly attacks. And they have now centered into a town in northern France, and they are searching for the suspects who claim to have ties with the Al-Qaeda groups. One of the suspects, as I said, the 18-year-old, surrendered to police, according to the news reports, and the other suspects are said to be brothers, and they are still being sought.
So what do they have against the magazine? What did the magazine do?
It's a Muslim situation, and this is a magazine that really holds no punches when it comes to making fun of Muhammad with cartoons and strips and things like that. And so,
and you can't make fun.
They don't like that.
They said this is not an isolated incident. Apparently, this magazine has had a bomb a couple of years ago at the site of the magazine, and it's not just isolated to the country of France. A lot of countries, including the United States and New York, Sherry, where you are, there are people on high alert looking for other instances of some disturbances like this.
And so do you do about free speech? I mean,
and that's the question. And a lot of people are stepping.
When it comes to Muslims, it's not free.
There is no such
thing. There's a price.
And the lives that have been paid. One of the police women who was shot was killed. Has died in this horrible fight to find who these men are and
free speech
find where
free.
They are. Baby, how cold is it? It is the big chill across most of the northern United States. Too cool for school in many parts of the country, including the city of Chicago and Detroit. Schools are closed today. Philly rapper Cool C has been granted a second stay of execution. He was convicted of shooting and killing a female police officer nearly 20 years ago. Lives to see another day. His execution was scheduled for today, and that is due to an execution stay granted by a Philadelphia judge. Christopher Douglas Rooney, a.k.a. Cool C, was scheduled to be executed by lethal injection today. Felicia Rashad, who played Bill Cosby's wife on two television shows, says that she was misquoted. She says that she was not being dismissive of the women who've accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault. And when she came to the comedian's defense in an online interview, she said, "I'm a woman. I would never do that." And she said that the misquote was, she said, "What I said is that this is not about the women. This is about something else. This is about the obliteration legacy."
She didn't say she didn't believe he didn't do it, though.
She didn't defend Bill
it was
Cosby.
Not the kind of defense that a lot of people said that it was, that she came out full-fledged in favor of Mr. Cosby and defending him.
I have to say, I was at a party a few weeks ago, and Miss Rashad was there, and she just had this look on her face like, don't ask me nothing.
Oh, I know the look you're talking about.
That look.
You can feel it over here.
You can feel it. Don't bring that over here.
Don't bring that over here look.
Felicia, the whole party, she was like, hey, Felicia, don't bring that over here.
She didn't say it, but she had that look.
She had that Beverly Johnson look. I ain't playing with you.
Don't
bring it over here.
Don't start none.
Won't be none. That must be hard for everybody, his friends. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't see a lot of people.
Don't say it must
out.
Be hard. Don't say that, Sharon. You can't.
Rudy Huxtable. You know,
Keisha. Well, Keisha Pulliam.
Yeah,
she. You know,
she always said to Donald Trump, "Don't bring, don't ask me to call Bill Cosby."
I have not talked to him in 5 years. I'm not about to call him and ask for some money.
You know, but Keisha Knight was chomping at the bit because she couldn't really say what she wanted to. You can't call Bill Cosby and just ask for no money like that.
And you can't call Keisha Knight Rudy. You're absolutely right.
Keisha Knight, no, she don't play around. Don't call her Rudy.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.